listening to the Family Tech Show, featuring the smart family. There's Maxwell.
I'm especially good at expectorating. Tui.
Victoria.
What's the name of the box? I got 20.
And the little one is Jennifer.
It's our problem three. Philosophy.
Here are your hosts for the Family Tech Show, Maxwell and Victoria.
Coming up this hour on the Family Tech Show,
some new iPod gear,
cool Star Wars stuff.
You want to know how to limit your kids' time on the computer? Here's some tools and some ideas for you.
And we have another iTunes winner. Give us a call at 866-99-FAMILY. That's 866-993-2645. Or send us an email to radio@familytechshow.com. Doing either one of those things will get you into our contest. We just need your name, your city and state. And if you're underage, we need your age, and you need to get your parents' permission and use their email address. If you have a comment or question during the show and you'd like to address us immediately, feel free to send us an instant message. I'm Smart Vic Radio, and he's Smart Max Radio. We're speaking with Joe Acunzo, one of the founders of PC Turnoff Week. Joe, can you give us a little background on how and why you came up with this concept?
Sure. I got to take you back, actually, probably a couple years to give you some of that history, if you'd like. I myself am a father of two teenagers, and a few years back, I was looking for a software product that would help me control my daughter's computer use. She, unfortunately, was obsessed with instant messaging. This goes back a couple years ago. She was about 14 years old. So I myself am in the software business and have been for many years, and I figured there's got to be a product out there for the PC that I could go purchase and put on my daughter's computer that would put some time constraints on her use, and therefore get a handle on some of that instant messaging that she was so obsessed with. Well, I went searching, and much to my dismay, I really did not find a product that fit the bill. And so, again, as I said, having been in the software business for so many years, I decided that, you know, I should be able to put together something to help me out in this regard. Well, that was the beginnings of a company that was started that's now called Software Time. And what we produced through our Software Time company is a product that we call Computer Time. And Computer Time allows parents to set time limits on their children's computer use in all sorts of different ways.
Is this better than our egg timer?
Better than a timer? Yeah, it's kind of like the computerized egg timer, Jennifer. If you've ever seen, you know, those old-fashioned timers where you can turn the dial and...
That's what we use.
Yeah. The limit. Oh, you do use that.
Yeah, we actually got a special one out of an antique store that gives her like 22 minutes.
Perfect.
And we flip the thing over, and as soon as that sand runs out, it's magically how the sand was more when I come back than when I left. So I think somebody turns it over.
Yeah. You got that all figured out, right, Jennifer? Well, with Computer Time, if that was on your computer, then it would take care of moving the sand for you, if you will, and... unfortunately, you wouldn't have that chance to turn it back over, because after your 22 minutes are over, then it would tell you that, you know, your time is up for the day, and it would kind of blank the screen and just put up a log-on screen that says, okay, if you want to get back in, give me your password. And, of course, at that point, you'd be told, sorry, you're out of time for today.
I do want to ask you some questions about PC Turnoff Week.
Yeah.
But while we're on the topic of software, let me ask you a quick question on that.
Sure.
This is for Windows, correct?
Yes.
And in a household like ours, where we have multiple people using the computer with multiple logins, can I set a time that would be age appropriate for 8-year-old like Jennifer? And then if I have a 14-year-old or something that staying with us for a couple weeks, and I create a login for her and I can give her some more time, are those settable based on login profiles?
Yes, Max. In fact, that's exactly what you can do. For each of the login pro, and you do create a profile for each person that is going to be timed on the computer, and for each of those profiles, you can set different limits. So for Jennifer, maybe it's, you know, half hour to an hour per day, whatever you feel is appropriate, and then maybe someone a little older, a 14-year-old, might get 2 hours per day. And each profile has those limits. And beyond just the amount of time in a day, which is important, of course, Also, what you can do is you can set the time during the day on which the child is allowed to use the computer. So for a lot of working families, such as yourself, and if perhaps you know you're not home when your child is home after school, you can set a time that says they're not allowed on the computer perhaps till 6 in the evening, and then they must get off by, say, 9 or 10 in the evening.
Auntie Heather House, this sounds like it would be perfect because she's got two kids. They're allowed like an hour and a half a day, and they fight over, you know, I want to use a computer right now. Does your product allow you to, one, set a total time for the day and yet still say it's in 20-minute increments?
Yes, you can absolutely do that. So what you can do with computer time is you can say you're allowed no more than 2 hours in the day, but at any given session, and again, a session would be when, you know, the child is sitting in front of that computer, they're only allowed 20 minutes at a session, 20 minutes at a time. And then they must be off the computer for a certain number of minutes. So you can say, okay, you get 20 minutes at a time, and then I want you off for an hour. But then you can get back on for your next 20-minute session. So we call that session time. That's exactly what you can do. The other thing, Max, you could do if you had two children, and again, one of the things computer time really helps you out with is, you know, those siblings saying, hey, it's my turn, I need to get on there next. You can, again, use that time of day feature, and then they'll know, you know, look, your time is between 5 and 6 in the evening, and the next child is allowed to be on between 6 and 7, perhaps.
So it's not just healthy for the kids, it also helps keep the peace in the family.
Absolutely. And in fact, we've had a lot of people tell us when they use computer time that it's really reduced the stress levels in their house because there's not those, you know, the brother and sister fighting over who's getting on next and when is it my turn? And, you know, you hear it all the time, just five more minutes. Well, you know, after a half hour of hearing that and the first child is still on the computer, you know, that is obviously very stressful for a parent to have to get involved and kind of mediate that situation. So computer time is a wonderful tool, and that's how we view it. It's a tool for parents that you can use to help you mediate the time each of your children get on the computer if you have, you know, multiple kids on one computer, which many families do.
So we participated in a TV turn-off week. Luckily, yeah. I scheduled that the same week we were going camping, so there really was no TV anyway, so it worked out great. We understand that you're involved in PC Turn-Off Week. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Max, what happened with our software time company and with this computer time product, in doing all of the readings on the research that's been done with children and computers, we discovered there's a lot more issues than simply just, you know, obsessions with instant messaging, which was my original need. And we discovered there's a lot of issues with health issues, there's social issues, there's even some psychological issues with excessive use of computers by children. And after discovering all this, and also a study that came out recently by the Kaiser Family Foundation that studied 8 to 18-year-olds and discovered that they're using what they called media almost 6.5 hours per day, and that included TV, computer, and video games. And the study said that a lot of parents are not aware of some of the issues related to that. So we decided we need to get the word out somehow. And, you know, we offer a product, we offer a tool, but we were truly trying to get parents' attention to say, you want to take a look at the situation, see how much time your children are spending on the computer, and for that matter, other media, and you want to make sure that it's not excessive. So, modeled after TV Turn-Off Week, we've started PC Turn-Off Week. And this year, the first week will be August 1st through the 7th. And the goal, again, is for parents to be aware of some of the issues with excessive computer use and perhaps take this first week of August when their children turn off the computer entirely.
Are you asking parents to turn off their PCs too?
Jennifer, that's a good question. And if a parent has got to use their computer for work, then no. Clearly, they've got to do that. They've got to use the computer as a tool for work. But if they are only using a computer at home, just perhaps to surf the internet or to instant message people or to email people just for social reasons, not for work reasons, then, Jennifer, yeah, we're asking parents also if they would join in with their kids and see what sort of reaction they get in their family by everyone being off the computer for a week. But, again, the real focus is on the children.
Where can our listeners find out about and buy your software?
Victoria, they can go to our website, which is softwaretime.com. Of course, that's all one word, softwaretime.com. And from there, we actually do offer our computer time product with a 2-week free trial. So you can just try it for free for 2 weeks. And hopefully in that period, you decide that it is for you, it is for your family, and it's a helpful tool. And then you can just purchase it directly from our website or directly from Computer Time itself.
Where can people find out more about PC Turnoff Week?
Jennifer, they can go to our website at pcturnoff.org, and on there we'll have information regarding the week, and you can actually sign up to be notified of information that we'll be providing and other events that we're hoping to run throughout the year.
Thank you very much for joining us today, Joe, and we're looking forward to participating in PC Turnoff Week.
Very good. Thank you, Victoria and Max and Jennifer.
If you missed any portion of the show, feel free to check out the FamilyTechShow.com website where you can make a comment. You can also email us and enter our iTunes contest. And our winner for this hour is...
Alan from Tacoma, Washington. Congratulations. You've won a $15 iTunes gift card. You're listening to The Family Tech Show.
Stay tuned.